This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of April, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the confluence age is the most elevated age. It is during this age that you souls meet the Father, the Supreme Soul. This is your true Kumbh Mela. Question. Which lesson can only be taught by the Father and not by a human being? Answer. Only the one Father teaches the lesson of becoming soul conscious. This lesson cannot be taught by a bodily being. First of all, you receive this knowledge of souls. You understand that we souls have come down from the supreme abode as actors to play our parts. The play is now ending. This drama is predestined. No one created it. This is why it has no beginning or end. Song. Awaken, O brides, awaken. The new age is about to dawn. Om Shanti. You children must have heard this song many times. The bridegroom is speaking to you brides. He is called the bridegroom when he enters a body. Otherwise, he is the father and you are children. All of you are devotees who remember God. Brides remember the bridegroom. The bridegroom is everyone's beloved. He sits here and says to you children, awaken now, the new age is about to come. The new age means the new world of the golden age. This iron age is an old world. The Father has now come to make you into the residence of heaven. No human being can say, I make you into the residence of heaven. Sannyasis know nothing at all about heaven or hell. Sannyasis have their religion just as there are other religions. That is not the original eternal deity religion. Only God comes and establishes the original eternal deity religion. Those who are the residents of hell then become the residents of heaven, the golden age. You are no longer residents of hell, you are at the confluence. This confluence is in between the two. At this confluence you make effort to become the residents of heaven. This is why this confluence is praised. Actually, this Kumbh Mela is the most elevated meeting. This is known as the most elevated gathering. You understand that all of you are children of the one Father. People speak of brotherhood. All souls are brothers. They say that the Hindus and the Chinese are brothers. According to all religions, all are brothers. You receive this knowledge at this time. The Father explains, you are the children of myself, the Father. You are now listening to the Father in person. People simply say, for the sake of it, the Father of all souls is one, and everyone remembers just that one. There is a soul in both males and females. As souls, you are brothers. Then you become male or female, and you therefore become brothers and sisters. So the Father comes here and explains to you children. It has been remembered that souls and the Supreme Soul remain separated for a long period of time. It isn't said that the rivers remained separated from the ocean for a long time. Large rivers are always connected to an ocean. You children know that a river is a child of an ocean. Water rises from the oceans into the clouds, and it then rains on the mountains. That water then becomes a river. So they are all children, sons and daughters of the oceans. Many of you don't even know where water comes from. You are taught this too. You children now know that only the One Father is the ocean of knowledge. It is also explained that all of you are souls. There is only the One Father. Souls are incorporeal. When they enter the corporeal world, they take rebirth. The Father can only meet you when he too comes into the corporeal world. Only in this one age do you meet the Father. He has now come to meet everyone. People will find out that he is God. Sri Krishna's name was put in the Gita, but Sri Krishna cannot come here. How could he be insulted? You know that at this time the Sri Krishna soul is here. First of all, you receive this knowledge of souls. You have been moving around, thinking all the time that you are bodies. In fact, you are really souls. The Father has now come to make you soul conscious. Sages and holy men, etc., can never make you soul conscious. You are children and you receive the inheritance from the unlimited Father. Your intellects understand that you are residents of the Supreme Abode. You have come here to play your parts. This play is now ending. This drama wasn't created by anyone. This drama is predestined. When people ask you when this drama began, you should tell them, this drama is eternal. It has no beginning or end. It changes from new to old and old to new. You children have made this lesson firm for yourselves. You know that when the world is made new and when it becomes old, this remains absolutely clear in the intellects of some of you. You understand that the play is now ending and that it will repeat again. Your parts of 84 births are definitely over. The Father has now come to take us back with him. The Father is the guide, and all of you are also guides. Guides guide pilgrims. Those guides are physical, whereas you guides are spiritual. This is why you are also called the Pandav government. However, you are incognito. What did the Pandavs, Kauravs and Yadavs do? This question refers to the present time, when it is the time of the Mahabharata war. There are now many religions. The world is Tamopratam. The tree of the variety of religions has become completely old. You know that the first foundation of this tree is the original, eternal deity religion. There are very few people in the Golden Age. The population grows later. No one knows this. It is also number-wise amongst you. Some of you students are sensible. You imbibe these teachings very well and are interested in inspiring others to imbibe them. Some imbibe everything very well. Some are in the medium number. Some are in the third division, and others the fourth. Those who explain in a refined way are needed at exhibitions. First of all, tell them that they have two fathers. This one is the unlimited Parlokic Father, and the other is a limited physical father. The people of Barat received their unlimited inheritance. Barat was heaven, and then it became hell. This world is called the devil's kingdom. Devotion is unadulterated to begin with. People only remember Shiv Baba at that time. The father says, "Children, if you want to become the most elevated of humans, stop listening to things that make you degraded. Listen to the one father alone. Listen to unadulterated this knowledge. Everything you hear from others is false. The Father is now telling you the truth and making you into the most elevated human beings. It was by listening to evil things that you became degraded. Light is the day of Brahma, and darkness is the night of Brahma. You have to imbibe all of these points. You children are number-wise in every respect anyway. Some surgeons charge from 10,000 to 20,000 rupees for a single operation, whereas others don't even have enough to eat. It is the same with barristers. The more you study and teach others, the higher the status you claim. There is a difference. Maids and servants are also number-wise. Everything depends on how you study. Ask yourself, how much do I study? What will I become for many future births? Whatever you become for many births, that is what you will become in each and every cycle. Therefore, you should pay full attention to this study. Stop drinking poison completely. It isn't said of the Golden Age that God washes the dirty clothes. At this time, everyone's costume is rotten. They are Tamo Pratan. This too is something that has to be explained. Whose costumes are the oldest? Ours. We continue to change our bodies. Souls continue to become impure, and their bodies too continue to become impure and old. Therefore, bodies have to be replaced. Souls are not replaced. A body grows old and then dies. This too is fixed in the drama. Everyone has a part. Souls are imperishable. Souls themselves say, "I am renouncing this body." You have to become soul conscious. People are body conscious. For half a cycle, souls are soul conscious, and for the other half, they are body conscious. Because the deities of the Golden Age are soul conscious, they are given the title Conquerors of Attachment. They understand that they are souls and that they have to discard their bodies and take others. There is the story about a king who conquered attachment. The father explains that the deities are conquerors of attachment. You have to discard your bodies and take your next ones in happiness. You children are receiving all of this knowledge from the father. Having gone around the cycle, you have found Baba. Those who have been converted to other religions will also come and meet Baba. They will come and claim a small inheritance. They change their religion completely. Who knows for how long they have been in that religion? They could have taken two or three births in that. If someone was converted from a Hindu into a Muslim, he would take rebirth in that religion and then come here. These are details. The father says, if you are unable to remember all of these things, at least consider yourself to be children of the Father. Even good children forget Baba. They do not remember the Father. Maya makes them forget him. You were previously slaves of Maya. You now belong to God. That is part of the drama. You have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. When you souls first entered bodies, you were pure. Then, while taking rebirth, you became impure. The Father says, now become conquerors of attachment. Do not have any attachment to your bodies. You children now have unlimited disinterest in this old world, because everyone in this world only causes sorrow for one another. Therefore, forget this old world. We came bodiless, and we now have to return bodiless. This world is now going to be destroyed. In order to change you from Tamopratan to Satapratan, the Father says, remember me alone. Sri Krishna wouldn't say, remember me alone. Sri Krishna exists in the Golden Age. The Father alone says, you call me the purifier, therefore now remember me. I show you the way to become pure. I show you this method each and every cycle. God has to come when the world becomes old. The duration of the drama has been made very long. Therefore, people have completely forgotten this age. You now know that this is the confluence age. This is the age for becoming the most elevated of humans. People are in immense darkness. Everyone at this time is Tamopratan. You are now changing from Tamopratan to Satopratan. You are the ones who have done the most devotion. The path of devotion is now ending. Devotion takes place in this land of death. After this, that land of immortality comes. You are now taking this knowledge. Then there will be no name or trace of devotion. O God, O Rama, are all words of devotion. Here you mustn't make any noise. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He doesn't make any noise. He is called the ocean of happiness and peace. Therefore, he needs a body in order to speak. No one knows what God's language is. It isn't that Baba would speak in all languages. No, his language is Hindi. Baba only explains in one language. You have to translate that and explain it to others. Give the Father's introduction to all the foreigners, etc. you meet. He is now establishing the original eternal deity religion. Also explain the Trimurti. Prajapita Brahma has so many Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. First, ask anyone who comes, to whom have you come? A board has been put up outside. Prajapita is the one through whom creation takes place. He cannot be called God. Only the incorporeal one can be called God. The Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are the children of Brahma. Why have you come here? Why do you want to meet our Father? the Father would only need the children. We know the Father very well. The saying, Son shows Father, has been remembered. We are his children. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to become the most elevated human beings, you must not listen to evil things which would make you degraded. Only listen to this unadulterated knowledge from the One Father. 2. In order to become free from attachment, make full effort to become soul conscious. Your intellect must remember that this old world only causes sorrow. Therefore, you have to forget it and have unlimited disinterest in it. Blessing. May you have an elevated reward and experience the ascending stage by remaining aware of all your attainments of the confluence age. The speciality of meeting God and of receiving God's knowledge is in having imperishable attainments. It isn't that the confluence age is just an effort-making life, and that the golden age is a life of reward of that. The speciality of the confluence age is that you take one step and receive 1,000 steps of help as your reward. So it isn't just effort, but it is also an elevated reward. Constantly keep this in front of you. By seeing the reward, you will easily experience the ascending stage. Sing the song, I have attained what I wanted to attain, and you will be saved from choking or nodding off. Slogan, the breath of Brahmins is courage, with which even the most difficult task becomes easy. Aviat signal. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. You saw Father Brahma. He always experienced himself to be combined with the Father and also gave that experience. No one can separate this combined form. Such worthy children constantly experience themselves to be combined with the Father. No power can separate them. Om Shanti.